City of Philadelphia is going high-tech with loading zones. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
20 Center City spots on Chestnut, Samson, and Walnut Street are being equipped with state-of-the-art cameras that can read license plates and charge drivers for using a loading zone. Rich Glazer of the Philadelphia Parking Authority said it's designed to turn over the spots and not have to wait for a PPA officer to issue a ticket for violators.
You pull up into these spots, the camera will then scan your plate and we'll start to charge you 10 cents a minute up to 1 hour. You get to park there, and then it's almost like you're billed for the usage. If you're not signed up in the program, you will get a violation. And if you don't pay the fee, the metered fee, or the fee that we listed for 10 cents a minute, you will also get a $51 ticket.
The 20 spots will be clearly marked, and the system goes live April 1st, but the fines won't start until April 21st. If you want to enroll, you can go to curbpass.io/Philly. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The City of Philadelphia's Zero Fare program is expected to run out of money by the end of June, and there's no money allocated in Mayor Sherelle Parker's budget to keep it going. That means about 22,000 low-income residents will lose their free SEPTA key cards. Parker's chief of staff, Tiffany Thurman, says the administration still supports the regional transit system.
But that is not to suggest in any way that we do not support SEPTA and that we're not concerned about their fiscal health.
Parker's administration says it would cost $30 million from the general fund each year to replace the federal subsidy that ran out. City Council is expected to approve a new budget in June. At 4:06 right now, it's a partly cloudy 62 degrees in Philadelphia. It is 31% humidity. We're seeing southwest winds at 9 miles per hour. This weekend, we should see some rain overnight, and tomorrow we'll see mostly cloudy and a high of 82.